I smell like straight bourbon.
You guys get a...
Okay, we're recording.
An advantage on your next roll, and only your next roll, though.
That's what you get for your actual having personal hygiene.
This is the start of the D&D podcast. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
What do you mean?
I just splashed water.
Okay. Let's just get to it.
You expand and your body feels really jiggered. You feel tighter and stronger because the wood is gritted to a point where it's curved around your body more.
I have some.
Oh, wait, no.
The scent is basically just
I'm so stupid.
That they can go, they can reach anywhere. They can go anywhere. You just throw them, they go where you want.
So you're saying is if you throw it into a certain way, you can kill someone with it? Okay.
You're dead.
You're absolutely dead.
So you guys take a shower, you take a bath, some of you kind of like look at each other and throw a rock at each other.
We woke up in a bunch of pages and now we're in a bathhouse.
And all of this. So, what would anyone like?
Yeah.
Yes, son?
I personally am a nature goddess.
You wear clothes. You have a belt.
And
the sheath with your giant swag.
Ten people.
Is that
including me? 11 people, including me.
You have a little egotistical...
Okay, I'm sorry.
12 people. Including me.
By the way, hold on.
Don't get all weird.
No, actually, take two of your items for today.
Yeah.
It turns a character into an item. Is that okay? With you?
I'll keep a
matter
key in the hat.
Okay, I'm gonna look back on this and cringe
at
my
voice. Like this because some of you were comrades with this person. But you all wake up and realize, hey, where's the sailor that was half dead?
Sater?
Did I say sailor?
Also, she requested to be turned into a flute.
That's what I was gonna do.
Okay.
It was gonna be a Sater's flute, too. The same one.
Oh, pan flute. Pan flute,
thank you.
Pan
flute.
You have to say blow me.
She also requested that you have to say
is that actually
what you used? Yeah.
Come on. I can confirm I was there.
You don't want to take my words, Corinne. She told me straight up.
I was there.
What exactly does this flute entail?
I like your earring.
Oh, she doesn't
what?
Care what you
like
do,
your
but in order for it to work,
you, like
you have
hair?
To say blow me
yes.
while you're playing.
I'm also
so
you have to say blow me. And
how do you like
wait, what?
You guys are all little munchkins. It's funny though, so I'll allow it.
Anywho, yes. The two items I chose is the hat
and
vermin.
You said this twice.
Yeah. I never told him what I
and the
chose.
Key.
And the key.
The I know.
It doesn't unlock doors.
I'm sorry.
Anywho, you kind of wake up in the dumpster with a hat, a pan flute, and a key in your nose. So, and you wake up and you have a strong urge to go meet up with your comrades. Go beat your son.
Alright. What?
What? He's a father.
I'd be Peyton.
Yeah. They're religious. They're family.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's
my
an abuser. A terrible family. That's going to be terrible on a podcast.
I'm a child.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Don't worry though. It's
can
fine.
Give
they're demigods.
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 I'm a demigod.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
I don't have any human blood.
Oh,
yeah.
So, he is a god of
Discord mod.
He is
DG. Discord mod!
He has a sword. It's from Diedrich. He's a pope, so the sword does understand the undead and all that, and it also speaks to him about he's a god. He's a really esoteric person. Who had the shield? You had the shield. He has a reflective mirror shield that has a dragonborn skull coming out of it as it brings terror to his enemies and reflects.
So yeah,
things.
I have to roll.
We'll need to throw any of them.
Yeah, it's also you also.
Scared.
Yeah,
I also have armor.
You'd also have to reflect.
There are
roll strength checks. It's a big shield.
Which you might
say. Can I have?
I'm carrying it.
Can you just pray
yeah,
to
yeah,
say
wait.
The floor?
Oh,
if my cat lets me throw any ammo. I can pick up a wolf.
Exactly.
Okay. So
wait a minute.
Use this
as a
trap.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you can throw me if I turn into an animal?
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
It's a perfect combo.
You all get ready as your bard senses start tingling. You sense another bard. It's very weird.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem right. As you see Everyone, I'm assuming everyone's done with their clothing. They started walking to the lobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyone? Okay. You walk through the lobby and you see a drunken goblin
that was carried by Justin's character a while back.
I just shook it up.
With a pan flute, a hat, and a key up his nose. As he rambles towards you, would you like speak a little louder, buddy?
That's right.
A little louder.
Would you like to talk? To, would you like to share with the class?
No, I'm good.
You have to.
No,
it's your character.
Do it.
Your character says
it's
drunken.
This chair is going
do
to
it,
kill me.
Do it.
So you see the rambling mess as he's saying so many words, you don't even understand it. He speaks Gaelic. He speaks like several languages.
I have drunk, which is a language.
So what did he say?
Yeah, it's literally just Anywho, as he kind of like stares at you.
If we come across another alcoholic, will we be able to communicate?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Actually,
any alcoholics have come to the point of brain deadism?
Literally just
brain deadism.
Yeah, brain deadism.
I
know
my
words.
Would you mind explaining
what the fuck this is?
He's in the art class.
It's your mother.
It's
your mother.
So he kind of tossed you. Hey, did your character drunkenly throw a flute at them?
Sure. Okay.
They chucked the flute.
Can I throw it at him?
Can I roll to catch it?
Throw what?
The flute.
The flute? Alright, you try to throw. Okay. Yeah, make a roll.
Where?
Where's my
d20?
Where's your d20?
Where's my d20?
You need one, I have like 5.
Sure. Would you like to roll
the
to
roll
for me?
Hey, so
oh, okay.
they're gonna roll for to catch it before you. So whoever gets a higher roll catches it.
Oh, can I roll it?
You fail it.
Oh, that stinks.
Wait, can I roll?
I like boobies.
Everyone would just grab
my d20.
Who doesn't?
I got the
d20.
Okay, boobies is off.
Can I roll?
I rolled a 6.
What did you roll?
They all are
25.
And a 5. So you kind of grab this flute and go, throw it. It goes like 2 feet, but he somersaults back and flips. Goes a 360 no scope and then grabs it. Justin, did you hear what you just did?
What?
He chucked it like 2 feet, and you did like several somersaults, a backflip, and a no scope.
I mean,
and
she tried catching it.
Yeah.
She failed.
That was a joke.
They failed vigorously.
Yeah.
They tripped on air. They pulled the.
They pulled the fucking slime.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey,
all right, what are we doing now?
Would you like to offer the flute?
Yeah.
Okay.
She tripped on a
you were
blade
given
grass
this flute, where it, the
Dude,
only way
I
you
mean,
can use
yeah.
it is grow me. I'm sorry, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
And
as the higher you go with it, the more healing and the more assistance you do with your friends to help your party.
Well,
the lower you go, the more you spec into more of a necromancer.
North magic.
So
all right, nobody
you heal someone, but not in the good way you want.
I need to get my pencil.
That's how you
yeah, write that down. Flute
sorry,
of,
she was the
of expire and necromancer.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What
he's speaking God. He's speaking God. Yes.
Oh gosh.
I'm sitting here looking at the north west, and he just said,
yeah, that's what you said.
And then put a little skull next to it.
What? Why did I do that?
I'm mad. There's a song that I thought was in here, and
I'm not
going. I can't find it. I'm like really confused.
Oh, okay. Hey, so you saw him drunkenly wear a hat and throw a key and all that. Blah, blah, blah. What would you guys like to do? You have a flute?
Continue. Go to the guild master thing.
You go to the guild? Okay, so you go up to her. Hold on, I gotta... All right,
it's that time of day.
I know how to blow.
How are you doing? Hello, love.
Oh, God.
Okay,
that's
heavens.
Disgusting.
Do not say that again.
Hi, what's our next step?
I'm risen.
What are you sending me?
What?
I'm risen her up.
To aggressively insult him.
I saw him in God.
You motherfucker!
You're a bird, bro.
Like a
you're a bird.
Now you're real.
Boom! What's our.
There's no kill Reginald. I like him.
I won't kill him. I'll just
yes.
let
him. Well, there seems to be some sort of cult in a town.
You,
a
you said
miles.
That in
the
drunk.
And we
would
have
went.
How would you understand
a cultist, you know what I mean? Could you go
because I've grown up with it.
Where is
Xander? I got to raise her up.
Okay. Alright, well. Roll disadvantage. Actually, with advantage, if you use your one advantage,
so it's just
advantage.
A normal.
No, it's just a normal.
Huh?
Which is they cancel out. Is normal.
Yeah, pay the warlock, which the god.
I'm gonna go up to 14.
So
that's what Four, wait, hold on. I got 16.
Uh-oh. Can I roll to, like,
reserve.
Be like out
you wanna out rizzle his dizzle?
Out rizzle his dizzle.
Out rizzle.
Out rizzle his dizzle.
Alright, roll. You get a boost. You get a boost with this.
Yeah, he didn't care about us because we just made him a big
deal. Is that any rifle?
Can I use my advantage?
You wanna use your advantage on this?
Yeah.
Alright, use it.
11.
I got
that would be 11.
Let's do it again.
No.
Come on, man. It's
Hayden.
I got an
11.
You got an
11?
It's
Hayden.
It doesn't help as much.
So 14 plus 11.
Wait, can you
no, it's
that
not
help
14 plus 11.
Could you?
They failed. They're
wow,
inspired.
You know
it's okay.
Surprising.
Did
so,
you just say they're a fire truck?
They're.
So, hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you want to help me?
Oh. He's not a
yes.
bard. He's a
rogue! But.
I do get a you said but.
I was wrong!
Do you want to also try to rizzle her up?
No, stop! I want to rizzle her up!
Is
let me help my wife! I'm trying to get some bitches!
Help him!
Help him!
Justin.
Help
him!
Justin.
Help him!
I got it!
Oh, yeah.
Justin!
Alright, so guys, Hayden, as you try to do this, here, let me describe this to you. As you try to rizzle your dizzle yourself up real quick, you can kind of do the. As you immediately get suplexed by Justin as he kind of grabs him off his shoulders and shoves them into the. Hey, you're interrupting it. His action to try to do something.
Yeah.
I'm making the rudest way possible.
I'm fucking doing it again.
Hold on.
Yo, you're my wingman.
As you slide in like you're dancing up to the desk as they're just.
I do.
I was on his back.
Literally the last song in the thing.
Anywho,
oh, wow.
I
like your face. It's very, very attractive.
Well, thank you.
I want on his back.
Can I try to choke slam this spaghetti lady?
You off your head.
This spaghetti.
She places her soft skin on your head. I'm like,
I have a pickup line.
She lets it.
I was on his shoulder.
Hayden, I got the.
I had the first page before you.
All right, you just saw her kiss on the forehead.
What the fuck?
No. He kissed her on the forehead.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And she let it.
Give me your wrist.
Give me your wrist.
I was on.
Actually, I think you have.
I help. I send your way. Knock over.
Yes. You're a god.
Yes.
I was on his head. His shoulder.
Are you a Toyota? You're super cute.
What's a Toyota?
Oh my. You.
This is.
Oh, you're a U-boat?
I don't
think that's charged.
You're really cute.
I want to think you have death charges.
I want to fucking kill myself.
Oh my god!
Hayden,
roll.
I have ways.
I disadvantage. Disadvantage.
I'm going to stub all my toes at one singular time.
Hayden!
You don't have toes.
Hayden!
I was on his shoulder.
Hey,
oh my god.
I forgot to roll for it.
It's hard to yell at you guys with auditory.
So hard.
Oh my god. I know you guys are never going to get anything done because someone was a rizzle dazzle someone so hard.
Alright,
Riz
so,
battle. 17, he moved it. He moved it.
Hey, then I got a number.
They got an 18.
With
assistance by
man,
the wingman.
I'm gonna fucking shoot myself.
Oh my god. You know we're recording this, right?
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh my god.
So I got the guild leader, which is McCollum's number.
Oh my god.
I helped it.
Oh yeah, we'd have to roll play out. How fast could you make your character?
By tomorrow.
Bro, get fast.
It's fine.
Because
knowing this room,
fast.
They're not gonna even get close to town.
How about we just start
fucking
going?
Okay. Literally just make it.
Everyone shut the fuck up. Let's end the talk.
Summer!
I got a girl's number.
Alright, dearest.
So,
can I strongly suggest that we all go to the town?
So, the quest I would like you to do, there's three. There is cleaning up the local village of us.
No.
You could clear out the dark alleyways, the
houses,
the dams, Jerry.
I'll
take the
One at a time.
Jerry.
One at a time before I skin you and put you in my basement.
Okay.
Oh, she says that. She says that. Do you want this one?
Oh, God.
I take off my skin suit.
Yes.
I've been wearing
can I
this
have
one.
Jerry?
I know that's Reginald.
Yeah, I know.
Who's Reginald?
Can I hug Jerry?
You don't want to know Reginald. Everyone's
I'm joking. I hate Jerry too.
My
character
such
crying. No, I'm joking.
No, that's
joking. But anywho, that's the two questions. Evoke Jerry, clean up the town.
I say we just kill Jerry.
Let's go evoke Jerry.
Well, and
yeah.
Then the third one is
we kill
the cult's town. The town of the cultists.
Jerry by sticking his head in on
it. Yes.
All in favor
that's
of Jerry.
Okay.
Hold
on. One at a time. Who would like to clean up the town a little bit?
Fuck.
That's one. That's two. That's three. That's four. So you guys want to... That's five? You guys want to clean up the town?
What am I raising my hand for?
Yeah, no more litter. Litter bad.
Litter, yeah.
No!
Fuck the town.
Yes, litter. Fuck the town.
All right.
Trash or the three things the way we say it.
Litter.
Yes. All right, that's
the one I'm doing. Now, or you could help invoke Jerry.
Now, Jerry
could come in with the first quest because he's a dirty bum.
We're doing.
How about
or the last one, where you go help kill the cultists. You know, the one that I'm purging, Larry? She points out a window, you see a guy being crucified. See?
Yeah!
Okay, I'm going with her.
I'm
going with her.
No, that's Larry's
dead. Larry's dead.
I want to go kill some cultists.
I'm going with those.
Would you like to evoke people? Or would you like to murder cultists?
I'm
going with
the
cultists. The
cultists can wait if you desire.
I'm going with the...
One at a time. One at a time.
Murder.
Cultist.
Alex. People who worship a false god.
Hey, Dad. You want to help me kill some cultists?
Like Jared.
Our
heart.
Hey,
like
woman.
Jared.
I question.
Okay.
Who am I to you? Boy.
I'm sorry.
I'll turn you into a nice boy of
them?
Shut the fuck up.
I'll turn you into a deck. Shut up.
Okay, continue.
I'll make you into a chamber.
If we kill them, can I get digits?
Do I get something?
Number?
Yeah, pulled up with
what exactly a digit set?
Wait, if there's like five people named Reginald, can I change that to my word?
Okay.
No. I never did.
If I make
quiet,
I'll turn you into a table.
Do you want to
make
someone? Be quiet, I'll turn you into a dinner table.
Reginald's fun.
You can be me.
I want to
you
get
a
just
name.
Need have some.
That's
it.
Oh,
very good.
Pulls out bottle.
Oh,
I am going with the.
Okay,
anyway,
who wants to clean up the town before they go kill the cultists?
I can burn the entire street.
So that's two.
Okay.
So everyone wants
can
to kill cultists instead?
No.
Wait, who's
no?
Cultists?
We want to go
cultists
to town.
It's a town. It's a
town
over where they're being
smothered
by a cult.
Oh,
okay.
Is it a good cult or a bad cult?
Oh,
bad
cult.
Oh, okay. Bad cult.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna go do.
Yeah, we're gonna do some cult.
I have that.
Wait. Oh, I realize I have.
Then yeah, let's go kill the cult.
Hold on. There are some of you.
Oh my god.
That desire a different thing from the others.
Shut
some...
them.
Literally let him talk. Oh my god.
Some of you desire.
Wait, sorry.
Some of you desire to go fight cultists. Others want to kill Jerry.
How about we do both?
Who's Jerry again?
Send
let's
Jerry
do both.
To the cultists.
Jerry's a local douchebag.
We
he's a douchebag.
We'll go deal with the cultists and go deal with Jerry.
No, we send Jerry to the cultists.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we'll
raise your hand if you want to kill
we'll
cultists.
Do Jerry first, and then we'll do the cultists.
No, we send Jerry to the cultists.
I mean, the cultists.
You guys make your decision. I'm
Jerry
dies. Respectfully, okay.
But I want to kill him.
Okay, but
so
like,
me and
Maine
are gonna go kill Jerry. What do you guys got?
Respectfully, okay,
people.
Respectfully, the cultists seem like a more
I
want to
kill
you.
Okay, guys, I actually have a good idea.
If you
want to
do cultists,
I have a good idea.
We're gonna kill Jerry, put two fingers on.
We should.
Yeah, fine.
So he's clean up litter.
I was gonna say, we should all spread. Some of us could go for the cultists, and some of us should
that
go
makes
for
it a lot of work.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, that makes it a lot of work.
I'm trying to get everyone to make sure
I'm thinking of it, I'm not saying it.
You're trying to make them work.
Yes.
I'm trying to help.
What's your decision?
We're splitting into a group.
We're splitting into two groups.
Yes.
One of us is gonna go for the cultists.
Alright, everyone that wants to go to a cultist, go to the right side.
I'm on the right side.
I go this side.
Raise your hand if you
right
kill Jerry.
Right side.
Raise your hand if killing Jerry.
Okay. The left side. Okay, fine.
Buddy went
here.
Like this.
Everyone except for Justin can still go to the cult. Everyone that's
Justin
on this side is going to the cult. And Justin, he doesn't want to move.
Well, we're a pair.
What did you say? We're a pair.
We're
stuck.
Moving bad.
The wizard.
Okay. I'm on the shoulders again.
Let him talk. Now the left side then is going to go kill Jerry.
Don't worry, Mike.
Are you going to go kill Jerry, or are you going with them with the cultists?
We're gonna destroy. We're gonna destroy the cultists. Right?
Okay, so this section is all cultists, right?
Besides Peyton.
Yeah.
Besides you. You're a diagonal.
There's only two people.
Cultists bad. So bad.
Yeah,
cultists
pretty
much destroy cultists.
Destiny. Destiny.
Okay.
We also have a
weird
Mexican
with Isaiah.
Yeah.
What?
You're gonna
yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
He is Joe.
Hey, you're gonna have father son bonding time
with Isaiah.
Father, son, bond.
It's just me.
You ruin moment, I throw you out the window.
Don't you even dare think about it.
Okay, you're literally this tall.
I know.
I will throw you.
Hey.
Josh.
No throwing. Okay, do it. So, you split off into two groups. So, the drunkards and the adventurers. The misfits and the lesser misfits.
You mean the father and son plus Isaiah?
Yes.
plus Isaiah. Oh my god.
It's funny because in the Bible that's also...
Isaiah, just be the adopted son.
Poor Isaiah.
No, you do not want to be related to this man.
You don't want to be not.
Wow, god.
Okay, so you go with them. You guys, she kind of, she slips you a note under the table. You don't know how. Don't worry about that. As it gives you the whereabout of his house.
Okay.
It's like across town.
This wouldn't be the first time we broke into a house. Especially me.
And kill me. The last time we did this, we ripped someone's heart out.
Yeah, and I ate it.
Different campaign. You played the man last
different campaign. Different campaign. Different campaign.
No. Anywho, the other group, the misfits, the main misfits.
He's wearing a white shirt.
Please and thank you.
Just let Xander talk. Oh my god.
I just want to help you guys so you guys can actually.
I actually want to get something done. Honestly.
Bro, you decided to go kill Jerry, alright?
Yeah, I want to kill Jerry. Assassination.
I'm going to rob his house and burn it down.
You guys start walking down the town as you slowly, after hours of things. It takes a few bit of time as you finally get
few bit of time.
The fog sets. The sun seemed to dim in this area. Yeah. As you see spikes and people on it. Some blood eagle, others crucified. People sometimes are just flipped upside down and they can see their own feet.
Can I take one of those?
This is super romantic.
Can I take one of the crucifixes with me?
You want to take one of the crucifixes that have someone
on it? Oh, no, we're cutting off.
Oh, you guys are going to be humane and take them off?
I'm not.
Oh.
I will.
Question.
I'm still taking one with. I'm going to crucify
Can I make a clean?
It's been too long. It's been over a day.
Oh, that might be coffee.
Xander.
Never mind.
Just imagine what you jump will after the
big one.
What's your, Are you chaotic?
Neutral?
Like,
she's
a
chaotic
evil. Yeah, of course you can.
That's cool. I feel like we're all chaotic good, but combined we're chaotic evil.
Oh, what? No, I'm chaotic.
Oh, I'm chaotic
evil. This man skins people and wears them.
That might be a little bit chaotic.
For my character.
I'm also very intelligent.
I would do the same.
I will manipulate that choice.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay. No.
I have a friend.
We're
like
not condoning child abuse.
No. Okay.
Do not condone child abuse.
I have a lot of
for a gimmick of a backstory. We all agree?
So yeah. That is a line of don't abuse your children.
Yeah. So you kind of help your friend.
Child abuse is a big no-no.
As you grab their hands, melding them together, just like, yeah.
Oh my god!
The crucifixes that don't have the person on them, I'm gonna crucify them.
Okay. Once you touch it, you feel a weird substance on it. You don't know. You can't identify it.
Whoa! Wow! Hey yo!
I did not listen, but I didn't hear.
Sorry.
Somebody's a damn necrophiliac.
Oh my god!
Somebody. Sorry, I forgot.
You forgot?
Yes.
Is that what you
I'm retarded.
I feel like I feel like me and like or like my cat and his cat are kind of just talking.
What cat?
My copycat.
What cat?
No,
they
she
don't
can see
El
gato.
Yeah, El gato.
Oh wait,
that's
so entertaining.
Okay. Oh.
Her copycat. Father,
it's just your cat talking in the void.
POV, I'm just talking to nothing.
Okay,
so you guys continue down this rugged road.
You feel the road feel shift. It doesn't feel as right as it used to be. It's almost like something heavy and almost fleshy was stomping that a while ago. Aiden, can you search for any monsters that's like flesh oriented?
Yes. When is this a
Wait, are we starting with us? As soon as they reach the gate door, then it gets you guys.
Oh wait, so we're starting with
modifier with your modifier.
What you can tell from it is that it seems to be something much larger, bigger than the moon.
It'll give me more power. You see, like, bone claw. What should you do for it?
Now, would anyone like to would anyone like to look up to their barn friend that is investigating those flesh tracks? Walk up to them. Ask them. What's going on?
What's going on?
I found a piece of flesh.
Ooh, yummy. Yummy.
Ew.
Where does it go? Where does it lead to?
Your mom.
I think you, Reginald. Let's go that way.
You're welcome.
Let's go.
Hayden, rip a page out of your thing and put on the page.
Everything.
Hey, so you continue on this trail, dressed in your heard over concept that it was some kind of flesh monster that was as big as a mountain giant. Why are you sass, boy? You have a group of 2, 4, 6.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
You have 10 people, dog. So we can take on our level 2.
More like
no, I'm not there.
Half.
I was saying overall characters.
Oh, overall. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Minus 3.
I can move 3.
Shut the fuck up.
Anywho, so
which is
the piece of shame.
So you guys continue walking. The floor gets more crumbled, almost like many things are stomped. People, animals, monsters.
Wait, they were stomped? Like they're...
The floor is stomped. As you do see a corpse that was stomped.
He's been pancaked!
Yeah, actually, you do see a giant...
What in this a pancake?
The man has been pancaked!
It seems to be, yeah, roll investigation.
What I haven't managed?
Yes, you would. If you would like to use your advantage,
plus one in
Okay, so once you investigate, you see.
I'm exactly sorry, Weezer is just really good.
You see many variants of animals and creatures. You see from bears to mooses for some reason that is not very native to this land. As you see, even crows and horses, as you see people's handprints, goblins, a troll, as a final squish of it all. It almost seemed like a giant was going first as it was marched by many creatures. One little footprint seems a little odd to you. It doesn't seem decrepit or rotten. It seems perfectly...
Humor.
The joke is that
a
boot
size
15
is a
big ass
foot.
That's a
big
ass
foot.
So can I tell, like, it was an hour ago. An hour. Every other footprint, though, seems days ago.
A genius.
Guys, not to alarm you.
There's more friends!
Yeah. No. It's, first off, there might be someone else other than us in here. Like a human being. Second of all, this monster, whatever it is, has many things in it.
Or I had a lot of things in me.
No, you didn't. Anyway, what?
I like being
would
things.
What? Would you like to elaborate that?
Red. Water.
All right, so that is your guy. This is... Oh,
those don't count.
You just leave the TV on. Oh, okay. Oh, you can, like, dwarf them?
Dad, pay attention. We're getting ready to start.
Oh, it's okay, that is your area. You guys,
right, I don't
take a break,
guys.
Let it breathe, get some water. Now for the munchkins.
Oh, it's 4:30.
I'm
positive
to be here in 5 or 15 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, your turn. Dude, come here, sweetie.
Sorry,
I'll
give
the neon
light.
No, I was hoping to make
this
last.
I control half of your
hair. What is it?
I will stop distracting.
It's fine.
I can just stop drinking the whiskey, bro.
Oh my god, you'll actually be a character? You'll stop? You'll talk? You'll finally actually be a father? Like,
I'll beat him still.
The only reason he beat
it's in his genetics. Just like his father. Anywho,
the god.
So you three come up to the town, you're just skipping along. He's like moving like a puppet. You don't know how he moves.
It broke.
No, lollipop.
Okay. Hey,
I know,
hey,
but
as you come up to the more to the more poor district of the town. There seems
so
a more depressing houses. As you see, actually, you do see a guy in a cart whip out his wand and goes, oh my god, and he just kills someone and then runs away.
Wait, does that mean Harry Potter is canon
in this?
Harry Potter's
canon. What does that make me? What does that make me?
Oh my god.
What does that make me?
I imagine him going a bad
cadaver. Harry Potter might be copyrighted too. Crap. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Harry Potter magic does not exist.
He pulls up in the
He said magic missile. You saw a man explode it.
He pulls up the car. Fireball.
You continue down the district as you come up to this house. It seems extra disgusting today. It almost feels out of place in a place where it feels in place. That's how confusing you feel when you look at this house. You're like,
Xander, what if I did an almost spitting image of him?
Mexican.
What?
What?
Him with a sombrero on. Only if you do the most stereotypical
Yeah, I would.
Oh my god.
I would allow it.
Wait. What if I have, instead of whiskey, he has an unlimited whiskey bottle, I have an unlimited Modelo.
Oh my god.
Unlimited taco.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Tequila.
So
you come up to this house, and I'm gonna let him, since he's drunk, you come to this house as, would you like to come to the door? You can almost feel a slamming urge running on you. Reminds you of that one time your dad took you to your mom's place. It wasn't your mom's place.
Either one.
It wasn't.
It was your dad.
Yeah.
You should have made yours.
Okay. Continue, man. Would any of you like to knock on the door?
I would.
I would.
Yes.
I push it forward.
Can I knock on the door?
Send the drummer.
This is the.
This is
your
guys.
Because
Xander,
love
you. You might have that
too.
Huh?
He wants to knock on the door.
I'm so confused.
What are you doing?
Okay. It was random. I was just sitting here.
I know. I was just saying hi. What? What are you saying? Okay. You both knock on the door?
You knock on the door.
Even you feel a little disgusted.
Yeah, not even.
I would just turn
sober. As you
like,
You pound on this door as you can feel your hand and it slides and it crudifies. You almost have a tarry feeling on your hands. As
hello, gentlemen. How goes it?
Good. I have to do separate encounters because they split off.
May I join your campaign?
No.
I thought you were a DM.
Nice.
The DM.
Why do you want?
Never heard of her.
Why do you desire to be in my group?
I'm
why
there.
Do you have -3 charisma?
No, he's a Discord mod.
His name is Gaylord Nelson. He is a pimp. He's a pimp druid high elf with 19 grams of magical.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I
doubt it.
Is
he a Snoop
Dogg?
Yes. Oh my god, Ethan, that's
amazing. Snoop Dogg, he's Snoop Dogg.
Someone asked that I was
banging
in my first
hour
request.
God damn it, dude. Oh my god.
Your character sounds like
the
exact opposite of
mine.
He
has burgers you would probably
prefer.
Oh, it's like the same, race.
My class is a druid.
Oh,
I'm a druid too. Yeah.
I'm also a druid.
All right. Yeah, baby.
That's what I was waiting for.
He has the exact same stash, but instead of when he drinks this thing, instead of bringing his strength, he brings his
strength. Yeah. So he just chugs it a bunch of those.
He just chugs that thing down, and then he can just start speaking every language at a time.
Yeah, I'm
like, the best part about it is we can both speak God and drugs.
Oh, yeah. So do you support him?
You're not so fucking God.
So you see your father knock on the door and feels like slime. As the door creaks open slowly,
you hear this gargling voice.
Is he speaking drunk? As you can only describe to him as Jabba the Hutt, but pizza.
Ubin the Jabba.
It's Pizza the Hutt. Search it up.
Pizza the Hutt. I've seen that before.
Yeah,
I've seen that before.
Wait, what?
It's an actual thing. It's
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs was the movie playing in the delivery room when I was born.
Amazing. Oh my god.
My mom told me.
That's awesome. Anywho, yeah, so, but minus the pizza part, and it's just tar and grease.
Tar of the Hut.
Tar of the Hut, yeah. Yeah. As he slithers himself over to you. What's the race that's a serpent?
Naga. What? Oh, Lily was gonna try and be one.
I remember. Anywho,
with the Y.
Naga?
Or what?
Doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter. Either way, he's a snake serpent type creature. As he's, he has so many rolls, you can make him fly. Not fly. He's like a wheel. He's like rolling towards you. As he opens he creaks open the door more. You can feel his fat seep through the door. You get
slapped
by his greasy stomach.
I'm
gonna eat you instantly.
We got a mimic.
You throw a mimic.
I make him overdose on meth.
Later.
Later.
All right. Not later. So you see him roll his stomach. He's like,
I have to piss.
His voice got worse when he heard it.
What?
Is this Jerry?
That's Jerry.
Oh my god!
We should have turned
him in. Jerry the Hutt! Jerry the Hutt!
Anywho, alright, what do you want to ask him?
Tom couldn't be with Jerry in the room.
Why are you not looking in the eyes?
No.
Don't you want to see Terry?
May we come in?
He grabs you. You kind of feel helpless.
Is it unfortunate?
He grabs you too.
I got my little guys.
He grabs you also with his third leg somehow. He doesn't know.
Just his foot comes up. He says this.
The funny thing is though, his race doesn't have feet.
Just anywho.
Whoa. Okay. Wait a minute.
He grabs you. As you can see, his
monkey.
What?
You see him hobble himself.
Hey, what color
inside.
Is he?
Black.
What does it matter?
Greasy green, probably slimy, and tarnish.
As long as he's not blood, I think we just
have. What?
Okay. Yeah. What? No, he called him red monkey.
Yeah, I said monkey.
Oh!
Oh my
that's
god.
What I
you guys beat that in the completely wrong direction.
Oh!
God damn.
Oh my god.
Now that's what you call it, right?
Do you two feel comfortable? You guys uncomfortable at all?
What?
Why the body
so he says, so I'm making sure that he's not.
Oh my
god. Wait, what?
Remember when I pointed at the cage and went,
I love you all.
I accidentally pointed at the cage.
Yeah, I was like...
Oh, during Black History Month.
I'm trying to help you guys be a DM. You guys are getting somehow
more
racist.
Okay. Let's just continue. We have 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You see him he slithers across his house. You see boxes of boxes. You see a knight armor that is just hurt. You see a mimic in the corner crying. That's how nasty this thing is. A mimic's crying.
Dr. Xander, Faust, you're needed in surgical room 2.
For who?
For some surgery that Wyatt is about to perform.
Wait, what?
Give me a minute.
The fuck?
We have 5 minutes, Dad.
Apparently our DM is now performing surgery.
We don't have 5 minutes.
So the mimic is crying.
We have 4 minutes.
We have 3, 2, 1.
Boom. Happy blast off!
The DM has now left us unsupervised.
Sorry, Phil. I saw that. Me and you said Alec Martin. Unison, dude.
Father like son, am I right?
Oh, I'm sorry
for
scaring
you.
Anywho.
The DM is back.
Yes, it is.
I forgot.
How do you forget?
Let's delete this recording,
please.
Aiden,
I love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
Nah, that's
so
fine.
You three continue slithering as you see the most disgusting house. Ever watch, like, Hoarders?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Multiply that by 17.
Oh. No, you gross!
That's my favorite show.
I never watched it, so I'm glad that I didn't watch it.
As he somehow able to live in this condition, you see him move through the garbage perfectly, like a tunnel. As he goes into this living room, it's actually quite spacious. as you see him sit on this couch, the couch looks like this. It's broken in the middle as he's just.
Hey, buddy.
Why are you looking at a rotisserie
chicken? You hear your father and the goblin say,
"Why is it like a rotisserie chicken?"
Oh my God. and he kind of like lifts his butt back. It was his tail.
Is he spinning too, like a rotisserie chicken?
Yo, is that Colonel Sanders?
What Colonel? Shut up! Shut up!
You feel his tight grip.
Grippers.
Yeah, your body feels tight.
So wait, are we counting as grapple?
You feel pain. You're his tail.
Okay, I want a surprise attack.
You're getting.
You want to just start killing him?
Yeah, I'll use Thunder Wave. Knock him on the floor.
Can I put my bag
on your neck? Like
you don't give
no. I knocked the dude on the floor. Yeah, but you remember the man's built like a tar. And his, your father's right here, and
can
you're right
my
here.
Bag of holding
how many metric tons
can
is
I
he?
Can I light him on fire?
Yes.
Yes.
How many metric tons is he? Can I light him on fire?
I use Thunder Wave, then you fire.
So bad.
Okay. But I can't tell you. Let me do Thunder
Grease and fire mixed together.
Roll it, roll it on your paper.
It'll be amazing.
Have you ever seen a grease fire?
We had to fight it.
Oh my God, yeah, no. Grease fire. God. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You just need to light, barely
yeah.
light that room.
Yeah, no, no. You're instantaneously, as you grip on it, you're like, as you grip, you kind of like slide the grease because you were trying to pull yourself up. As you,
God.
You lightning wave through his entire body as you can see the light. Go through his grease-ridden skin as it explodes.
Trigger warning!
It explodes his entire arm, shooting you to the wall, breaking. You can hear the crack of your back, it hurts.
And I try to drop a light
I just imagine.
And put it on his arm.
Yo, are we leaving soon? Because my dad's going to be
yeah,
pissed.
Yeah,
about
you guys, you can leave whenever you desire.
It's time.
Because it's D3 right now. So, as you go, as his entire body erupts in flames, he starts screaming.
Magic missile!
As you start catching on fire. As he loses his grasp and falls and drops you from your vantage. As you also fall. You all run back as he kind of shambles off his bed, looking like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
As he starts trying to do drop and roll.
It does not.
Well, no, he's not a
walking
talking.
Yes, he is a walking talking.
He's a walking talking.
As you just see him burst, grease
fire.
Would you guys like to try to finish him off?
Can I
just
run away? Away?
You right. Use magic missile?
Just
oh my God, no!
The entire house is gonna erupt if I do this.
All right, so would you two like to go in action and just start sprinting? Grabbing whatever
you
feel like.
Can I grab the mimic?
I have to grab it. Like...
Make a roll.
Make an agility.
Actually,
make
I have a
sweat.
No, Keaton. Oh, I say so. I stab a thing into his.
Isn't that the fire one or the? Which one is that one?
That's the soul transfer. I stab it into his chest and say soul transfer. Stab the mimic and go left. Yeah.
No.
That transfers his soul into the mimic.
Do you really want that grease ball into a mimic?
Yes.
He'll
be a tiny boss.
Alright, hold on, make your rolls. Make out of 20. It has to be a 20. If you have anything higher than a 10, a 15,
yeah,
then it successfully doesn't.
19!
Oh, you perfectly transfer him while he's screaming.
I just transferred his soul into the mimic.
As soon as you grabbed the mimic, you saw your son stab it, stab him, and he transferred the souls. As you just hear him say,
why am I in a box?
I'm gonna do a wild man in the box.
Wild man in the box.
So
now we have Dr. Jerry.
Jerry the box mimic.
Yes. We have Jerry the box mimic.
Howdy, move. Thank you. I love describing the most.
Is that it for the session?
Keaton.
Yeah, that's
it.
Alright.
I just wrote down mimic with Jerry.
Okay, that was very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
What's that called?
What?
What's this movie called?
I'm not sure. Chaotic D&D, something like that.
I'll be looking it up on Spotify. It better be there.
Oh, this is on Anchor.
Never mind.
I want every session.
I don't have money, so.
I don't have money either. That's why I said never mind. I don't have Spotify Premium or anything like that.
Me neither.
I just have a Spotify.
Yes.
And that's it for the podcast. See you next time.
Yeah, don't be a loser. Watch.